This episode is sponsored in part by Cribble Logstream. Cribble Logstream is an observability pipeline that lets you collect, reduce, transform, and route machine data from anywhere to anywhere. Simple, right? As a nice bonus, it helps you not only improve visibility into what the hell's going on, but also helps you save money almost by accident. Kind of like not putting a whole bunch of vowels and other letters that would be easier to spell into a company name. To learn more, visit cribble.io. That's CRIBL.io, and tell them Corey sent you, and wait for the wince.
The Cloud Wars are getting a lot more interesting this week. A-Cloud Guru's Senior Director of Content and Community, AWS Serverless Hero, and friend of this newsletter, don't ever call me that, Forrest Brazil has announced that he's accepted a role as Google Cloud's Head of Content. This has left me with a swirling cacophony of feelings, thoughts, and abrasive Twitter opinions that I wasn't entirely sure what to do with. My solution is basically to rant into this microphone and give three distinct messages for three distinct parties. First, a message for Forrest. Forrest, I'm not sure you fully grasp the extent of your impact on this industry. Allow me to temporarily don the mantle of thought leadership. That quiet voice we all have in the back of our minds from time to time, whispering that we don't deserve the good things that happen to us, is absolutely lying to you. You're a strong voice in the community. What some quarters don't fully understand is that community in this context isn't just a bunch of developers in their early 20s. It includes execs at large companies, a surprisingly broad analyst community, and a bunch of folks who round to the final authority on buy decisions. There aren't a lot of people who are instantly recognizable personalities in this industry. Google Cloud has clearly not offered this role to you based simply on the expectation of the great things you're undoubtedly going to do in the future. Instead, it's based upon the recognition of excellent work that you've already done. You deserve this. Next, a message for Google Cloud. I'm actively more interested in Google Cloud than I was a week ago as a direct result of Forrest heading up your content division. It takes a fairly large leap of faith to offer a role like this to someone who has no production experience with Google Cloud, who has instead spent his engineering career entrenched firmly within the AWS ecosystem. Forrest is, well, was, an AWS serverless hero. Forrest's in-depth knowledge of the Amazon Cloud Platform and its idiosyncrasies isn't that far off from mine. I mentioned on Twitter that Forrest was on my list of the top three people who could sustain their own cloud industry business built around their own personalities. It's worth noting that as of this recording, Google is the only company that's reached out to ask, effectively, so who are the others? Google, you clearly have both a vision and a plan. One of the best things you've done to demonstrate you're serious about the cloud space is sign public 10-year deals with large banks and other enterprises. A veritable tie to that decision is hiring Forrest.
This episode is sponsored in part by you, Gabyte. Distributed technologies like Kubernetes are great, citation very much needed, because they make it easier to have resilient, scalable systems. SQL databases haven't kept pace, though. Certainly not like NoSQL databases have, like Route 53, the world's greatest database. We're still, other than that, using legacy, monolithic databases that require ever-growing instances of compute. Sometimes we'll try and bolt them together to make them more resilient and scalable, but let's be honest, it never works out well. Consider Yugabyte DB. It's a distributed SQL database that solves basically all of this. It is 100% open source, and there's no asterisk next to the open on that one. And it's designed to be resilient and scalable out of the box, so you don't have to shard yourself to death. It's compatible with PostgreSQL, or PostgreSQL, as I insist on pronouncing it, so you can use it right away without having to learn a whole new language and refactor everything. And you can distribute it wherever your applications take you, from across availability zones to other regions or even other cloud providers, should one of those happen to exist. Go to yugabyte.com, that's Yugabyte.com, and try their free beta of Yugabyte Cloud, where they host and manage it for you. Or see what the open source project looks like. It's effortless distributed SQL for global apps. My thanks to you, Gabyte for sponsoring this episode.
And lastly, a message for AWS. AWS, I cannot fathom how you failed to create and offer a similar role to Forrest as he's gone through this process. That conversation should have gone roughly like this. Hello, Forrest here. Hello, what's that awful racket? Hey there, it's AWS. That's the sound of a dump truck dropping a bunch of gold bars in your driveway. He already knows the platform, the people building and selling it, and most critically, the customers. Did you forget that Forrest was never an AWS employee, so you can't bully him with a non-compete lawsuit? Did you assume that community simply meant a bunch of internet randos on Twitter and not anyone who influences buying decisions? Look, I know that there have been discussions internally at AWS that included the phrase, we should hire Corey except. Forrest Brazil is pretty damn close to Corey without the except. Plus, he can sing, play music, and draw. By letting Forrest slip away to Google Cloud, the light of the AWS zeitgeist is that much dimmer this week. It's a loss to the AWS community and a tremendous long-term gain for a very serious competitor to AWS. My concern here, Amazon, is that you either don't understand the incredible force for customers that is Forrest, or that you don't care. Both represent significant gaps in the understanding of your own community, and by extension, your own market. Unlike a lot of companies whose community rounds to free users you hope to sell things to one day, your community is entirely composed of paying customers. You dismiss their desires and content preferences at your own peril. So, to review, Forrest, congratulations. No one deserves this more than you. Google Cloud, excellently done. You brought a fresh central voice to what has historically been a fairly diffuse content production team. It'll be viewed as a seminal moment in the history of your platform. AWS, I'm worried that you're hand-waving away everything that I've just said, convinced that you know best. Take it as an article of faith. You don't. In this matter, you're wrong. A lot. When I record these podcasts, I always wonder how they're going to have aged when I go back and listen to them in 5 years. I'm betting this one is one of my most prophetic.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.